that it will be exalted. That it will be exalted. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, as we go into your word, we pray that I reduce to nothing that you alone be lifted. I pray that every spirit, soul, and body in this house receive the engrafted word that is able to save our soul. Lord, we pray that every distraction is taken off the way. We pray that your heart and your spirit will minister to us, and we all shall be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the church say better. Amen. Please, can we have the confession? Are you guys ready before we settle down? All right, can we say the confession together? One, two, go. Please, before you sit down, can you shake hands with three persons at least and tell the person, thank God you are here. God bless you for coming. How was your day? I'm sure the day has not been too stressful. Glory to God. Let's put our hands together as we sit. If you are clapping, you can do a better job. Amen. Wow. We are here again. Glory to God. I'm so excited to release some secrets. So awesome. What are the reasons for why do we have delay in marriage? I'll just be sharing some few secrets, 8, 10, or it depends on the timing. I have close to 12 here. But I will just try and sift through. I stayed under administration of a lot of ministers of God and took a lot of time meditating to come to this conclusion. I wanted to see what they are saying and find out that a good number of them happen to be saying almost the same thing, right? So that made me have a lot of confidence to step out to share, because when you start observing an influx of mature single in your congregation, is a very good time for you to prepare and start preparing their mind to the obvious, right? And let me tell you, one of the things that made our parents to have successful marriages, for some of them that had successful marriages, is because they don't really have a spec. I was listening to Pastor Kingsley before I came. And one of the things he said about, I'm looking for how to start. So, I'm just starting, right? Because I have a lot of things in my heart to share. I have a lot of thoughts I want to share. All right, so he said when the mom was telling him about how she met the father, she was just in fellowship. An elder in church, after the fellowship, came to their house after the fellowship and brought a young man and sat her down and said, well, this man works in Lagos and is a Christian. So he asked me if I have anybody in my church that he can get married to. And I remembered you. So we are not living here until you say yes. It's not a matter of what you go and think about. And the woman looked at her and said, well, no problem. And after 6 months, they got married. And the marriage was a success. How many of you can try that? Why? Can somebody help me? Why can't you try it? Why can't you? Spec is a god. Write it down. Spec is a god. I know you don't like that part, but you write it down. Today you are in class. Write it down. Spec, you will hear. Don't worry. That's why we are here. I might not be able to finish it, but don't worry. Maybe what we'll do is that I'll do some Instagram live so that I'll be able to balance it. All right. Write it down. The first thing you should write is this. Speck is a god. You are not writing. All of you are looking at me. Don't look. You've written it. Speck is what? Is a god. Because most times, the preferences you have in a speck will debar you from the sensitivity of the Spirit of God. The confusion we have in our time or in your time, I don't know, am I in your generation? Okay. All right. Is this. You have built a God in your heart by yourself. In the days of our parents, they would just say, come home for December. There is a woman. I said, my son is coming from Lagos. There is a woman. See your wife. Wife, see your husband. Oh, yeah. And because they were open and those relationships lasted. And what we saw now, what we are seeing now rather, is that we are seeing a retrogression. We are having more fulfilled, mature singles without relationships than young ones that are fulfilled with relationships. Speck will debar you from hearing God. Write it down. Speck will debar you or block you or hinder you or stop you or which one? Which other English? From hearing. Hinder you or prevent you from hearing God. Anyone that is convenient for you. I know a lot of questions. I know I have created wahala now because I'm shaking tables. Now, a lot of you are asking questions. Pastor, see your fine girl. Where you marry? You not get spec. Yeah, I will answer your question. Don't worry. But just write what I tell you to write first. We are in class. When Abraham sent his lead servant to go search for Isaac, the only spec was that he must not be from this land that he is. He must be from his own what? His own lineage. Am I here? There was no size. There was no height. Neither was there complexion. Hallelujah. Adam did not even have a speck. He was the only man. So there was no even matter of say, come from my family. God, he just knew. Because Adam was a man that was decisive. He just knew that this is for me, this one. So, one of the things that speck does, which I will still say, is that those speck will not give you clarity. Why? Sometimes a lot of people in that category might not have spiritual depth. Now you have seen your speck, but koni spiritual depth. Then you will now be praying for a Sammy inside whiskey. So you want to now conjure the spirituality of a church boy into a street kid. Then you will now lose focus. Now, are we saying that it is wrong for you to have a particular standard? No. We are saying that standard should be subject to the standard of the Spirit.
The Spirit of God should do an x-ray and an examination, should scrutinize the Word of God, should scrutinize your speck.
If you cannot stand the fire and the heat of the Word, then throw it out. Tell somebody, throw it out. I shared my story. One day I was at the bus stop and I was almost running mad. I was still young. I'm much younger than this. Then I boarded the bus. I got to my bus stop. And it was as if they just released all the fine girls in Lagos. I'm not exaggerating. When I share things here, I try to remember as much as possible so that I will not stand on the altar of God and exaggerate because it's wrong. And I was stunned. Every girl was looking fine. And I was looking left and right. My head, it was as if I was just in Lagos. You know, when you're just coming from the village. And this is, I was born in Lagos, so it's not as if. But I don't know what happened that day. Then the Spirit of God told me. He said, will you cut the head of this one and put it on the shoulder of that one and cut the breast of this one and hide it here? And then you go and carry the. So, because what you are looking for is scattered everywhere. Huh. You did not hear what I just said. Are we here? What you are looking for is where? It's scattered everywhere. So you need God to narrow it down. Write it down. You need God to narrow it down. Let's run through them. Let's read the book of Isaiah chapter 24 verse 16 very quickly. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16. And Proverbs 18:22. Proverbs 18:22. Isaiah 34 verse 16 says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read no one of these shall fail. And read, no one of these shall fail, none shall want amid, for my mouth it hath commanded and his spirit hath gathered them. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want amid. For my mouth it hath commanded and his spirit hath gathered them. And the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 2, and it told us there that it is not good for man to be alone. To maximize your manhood, you need to be married. Because marriage brings out the best in you. Proverbs chapter 18 verse, I just want to read scriptures, then we jump right into it. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtained favor of the Lord. Then the Bible now went ahead and said that in all your ways you do what? Acknowledge him. So in the process of you searching, the Spirit of the Lord is the one that is what? That is leading you. Number one reason why. Number one reason why people are delayed in marriage is lifestyle. Write it down. Lifestyle, number one. And the lifestyle is a function of unpreparedness and your lack of readiness for marriage. You can have all the A parallel in WAEC. Does not qualify you to be a medical doctor after 7 years. Am I right? Am I talking to you? Oh, some of you are you angry because I started with spec. Sorry. You must go through the training. Sir, a lot of you want to be married, but you are not prepared for marriage. Marriage takes preparedness. If wishes were horses, beggars would do what? Right. So wishful thinking cannot make you a responsible husband, but preparedness does. You cannot sleep as an irresponsible single and wake up a responsible husband or wife. Some of you hang out Friday nights and you want to be married properly. You will attract your kind. You cannot enter marriage with an empty head. How prepared are you? Tap somebody, say, how prepared are you? Let me shock you. Even the ones that are prepared are still getting prepared inside marriage. You did not hear what I just said. Are we together now? Even the ones that are prepared are still getting prepared inside marriage. Why? Marriage is a mystery that cannot be totally understood because it is a relationship between man and his church. So, the physical representation of marriage is a spiritual interpretation of the relationship between man and his church. If you try to understand marriage and you say you are a master, you become the fool. By July, it will be 11 years. We are still learning marriage. Till Jesus Christ will come. Hallelujah. So a lot of people are unprepared and they are unready for marriage. Your preparation must corroborate with your expectation. So your expectation is marriage, but your preparation is not at the same level with your what? With your expectation. So until your preparation comes to the same level with your expectation, marriage will not happen. Marriage is not for a male. Marriage is for a man. And God will not give his daughter carelessly to a male. He will give it to a man. Oh. Some of you are males with penis. But you are not a man ready for marriage. Are you hearing me? See, I've said it several times in this church. Size of your manhood, your penis, is not what qualifies you for marriage. In fact, if you use the size of your manhood to go into marriage, that's the reason why you come out of it. What prepares you for marriage is not your manhood, it's your maturity. So can we go and get ourselves prepared? I share here with you, while I was dating or courting my wife, we attend every marriage seminar by every pastor that we respect. We read all the books that we could lay our hands on to prepare ourselves. So your preparedness indicates the state of your readiness. If I ask some of us here, when was the last time you sat down to study about a man as a female? What is exactly the need of a man? and you were able to listen and read books and study articles, and you are able to write them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 needs of a man. But how will you even study about a man when you don't even understand yourself? Do you know some girls don't know when they are ovulating? We are not just here. We know what we are saying. They cannot calculate their ovulation. So you that don't even understand yourself, you guys are not ready tonight. Are we together here? Yes, you that don't even understand yourself, how will you now start studying another person? You see where the confusion starts. So, some females carry intimidating achievements. It's not as if the males are weak, but they seek a humble man, a humble woman rather. So if you have an intimidating achievement, you must have a humble personality. If your achievements are intimidating, your personality must be inviting. You are already a barrister of law and you're already having your own chambers. You have a driver and you come to the church like Noah's Ark and you look at all of us. And where is the pastor's car? That is that's the pastor's car. Say Mole Rockobi. Can I what? Since the youth church, let me just be coming like that. When they say something, just say, well, that can't be. That's all right. And God is saying that the man is in the midst. Why do you think a man will rather go for the house help rather than the intimidating wife that he married? See, let's get this thing right. It's not as if a man is insecure. He only needs a humble woman. You know, we need to bring a balance to it. You know, a lot of them can't, you know, yeah. Can we preach now? Praise God. Are we still together? Let me say this to you. As long as we are in the kingdom, almost everybody is a potential to you. All you need is the Spirit of God to now break them into different faces, so that you now understand the one. Can I shock you? Some females are too proud to be married. They're too proud. How do I know? The way you spoke to the Okada man is indicative. Give me a chance, you can get dirty, sit dirty, and they smell this. You could beat your Okada man. Praise God. Are we still here? But you have already whitewashed him. Now, see. Oh, I should have just shared the story now. I don't know if I have time. Okay, let me share. It's even on YouTube. The story is on YouTube. You should have heard it. Of a woman that married at the age of 50. I've said it before now. She was working in a firm. And what happened? I think somebody was promoted ahead of her. Right? And because the person was promoted, however, she felt she has been, because they just employed the person. She said, why would they just promote this one? Me, I've been working here since. Why would the person be head of unit? So every time she will be frustrating the man. Wombi Odiola, the man traveled out of the country. She left the job. The brother of that young man, she now met somebody else. The day she went to meet the other person, she met a family member. Are we still together? But there was no light, so she could not see everybody's faces. She said, what is there? Your wife has come. Our wife has come. She went to they gave her food. I think she ate. She now went to the kitchen. She brought something. Now went to drop it in the kitchen. Thank you very much. By the time she came back, somebody went out and stormed it and banged the door. So, who is this person? What happened? Somebody just said that, do you know the person that just left? Do you know such person? Such person. They connected her. She has forgotten. They just discovered that the person that she wants to date now is the elder brother that she was frustrating at work. The conductor you slapped last week. It's okay. Don't worry now. Don't worry. Don't worry. See, let me say this to you. Thank God for the cloud of mercy. And I said something to you. One of the things I said to you was this. The first way that you will know that you are walking under mercy is that what? That what? You forgotten. That what? God will send men your way. Somebody knows someone that you don't know, but the person might be lower than you. Thank God that we don't marry by PhD. Are we still here? If you are here, shout hallelujah. Number one, lifestyle. You are a guy, your friends are still paying your bills. At the age of 29, your mommy is still giving you, go to Twins Fire to buy bread. Let me go to the next one. Are you ready now? Are we still here? Indecision. I know a number of successful young men that are over the age of 30. Ma, they cannot decide who to marry. I have one that is very close to me. He says, Kunle, all these girls, it's my money, because he's now an expatriate. He said, it's my money that they are looking for. Now you go first get money. When there is indecision, is a sign of lack of clarity. Write it down. Whenever there is indecision in the heart, is a what? Is a sign that there is no clarity. And clarity will come in the place of purpose and prayer. Because the moment you have found purpose and you are in the place of prayer, clarity will come. See, one of the things that purpose will do for you is that purpose will sieve the kind of people you attract. Some of you want to marry, you don't even know why you are created. Adam was in purpose before Eve showed up. Eve was called an helpmeet. What is she coming to help you to do? That's why they used to say now that what is she bringing to the table? Then they are now asking you, do you even have a table? So before you ask me, what am I bringing to the table? At least you should be able to provide the table. Some of you don't even have a wood. The purpose of marriage will be defeated without purpose itself. It seems as if you guys are not catching what I'm saying. Because seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Marriage is part of the things that will be added. Marriage is not the kingdom of God. So, it's only a man on a journey that needs an eye of meat. If you are not going nowhere, stay with your papa house. Don't look for a woman. Indecisiveness is found. You break indecisiveness in the place of searching for purpose and the place of prayer. Clarity will go. Today, it's 6 packs you are looking for. Tomorrow, is big pockets you are looking for. Next tomorrow, the spiritual one that is speaking in tongues you are looking for. Then another, your mind is always like, you are like a shifting shadows. Your mind is always having something. Something is always wrong with everyone that comes in, you come in contact with. Indecision. And you are stuck at that threshold. Then you become a chief bridesmaid to all your mates. So you are now chief of the chiefest of the bridesmaids. Every of their children now becomes, you now become the godmother and godfather. Why? The right person is yet to come. Because Adam was a man of prayer. He was always in communion with God. When Eve showed up, he knew. See, let me say this. I don't like getting stuck in purpose because it's one of my line of area of ministry. A man that is working in his purpose, when the time for marriage comes, he would easily identify his partner. It's key. You, some of you don't know why you are here. And God knows, if I give you a partner with this confusion, the confusion will be double. Why are you here? To eat, to go to Lasso or Accord, to build a house, and to sleep. One day, you give birth to 2 or 3, you have 1 cow, then you die. Is that why you are here? Why are you here? If you want to quickly get out of singleness or this delay of marriage, go and discover why you are here. Once you make a choice, you shut down other preferences. That's another challenge because of indecision. Today you want yellow, tomorrow you want black. Next tomorrow you want corporate, especially that is an entrepreneur. Another time you are. What exactly do you want? Indecision. Number 3. Expectations. That is where the spec issue came in. Expectations. Hallelujah. Having unreasonable standards and expectations. Number 1, in financial status. Number 2, in establishment. Number 3, educational status. And number 4, physical appearance. Unreasonable. Okay, number 1, financial status. Number 2, establishment. Number 3, educational status. Then number 4, physical appearance. I cannot marry a man that can't speak English. Who told you that the success of a marriage is based on English? Let him speak his native language and have peace of mind. Or he speaks English and scatter your head. The more English, the more trouble. Let us speak our language
and live in peace.
Okay now. No worry. I'm sure the person saying no, I'm sure you are single. When you marry, you understand that this answer is a yes. Okay, I say that. That's why we are here. We are here to learn till that time. You will remember tonight. What's today? What's today? 3rd of what? Of May. 2020. You write it down in your dictionary. You write it down. Where you will never forget. So when it happens, you will say, ah! Hey! And they talk out. They talk out. Marriage is a mystery. Oftentimes, when God tells you that there is an harvest, are we together now? He gives you a hoe and a bag of seed. Why? He calls those things that be not as though they were. You must work it. So, you might meet her as Ingbati, but you will be the one that will refine her to Queen's English. You are not ready. I'm telling you. Let her say spoke and speak and spoken. When you met her, see, the essence, can I have somebody else at the middle there? Thank you very much. Now, the essence of you meeting somebody is not to leave them the way they are. But you know what you want to? You want to meet her already polished. Then what's your work? What's your work? You will understand. Hallelujah. Are we still here? You will understand. Tell her at that time. Because Baba Obasanjo?
Obasanjo, you cannot be our president because Stella no hear English.
Patience, thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Is it Jonathan? Yeah. Oh, hey, Jonathan, thank you. Say patience, Jonathan. You cannot be our first lady. We reject, we are we here? Joe, we revoke your certificate of return as our president because your wife don't go to school. One of the reasons why that man aspired and could get to that point was because of that woman. Even with the spoken, I spoke will be speaking. She spoke the guy into presidency. Get sense. Are we still here? See, when we are sharing some facts, you know, they'll be talking. When you go to the registry in Ikoyi, ma, nobody will ask you, can she speak English? If you cannot write, you look for somebody that will write on your behalf. If it is complete, you complete. Find peace. Let me tap somebody, say find peace. Hey. May marriage not shake you once. When marriage shakes you once, you will understand what I'm saying. You know, you will not understand peace until you see chaos. You will not understand light until there is darkness. I pray for you here. You will not experience the darkness of marriage in Jesus' name. A man was ready to pay me anything for a wife that he has married for 20 years to reconcile. He bought her a Jeep. The woman will leave the Jeep and go and enter Barua. So we are speaking now. You say we are not spoken. They're there. They play. It's all right. Where are we now? Some of you that are with us, where are we now? Expectations. So those expectations are in what areas now? I thank you very much. I saw one video. I think you were the one that posted it. And he said, "How much do you have? How much do you want your boyfriend to have?" There is someone there before you can do. He says 3 million. He said, how much do you have? He said, I'm not even sure I have about 3 today.
We are not saying your partner should be lazy. But financial standards that you are looking for is actually your pitfall. And let me tell you something. There is nothing physical that will not pass away. Hello? Even the Bible says that even beauty fades. Sir, God forbid, a man can marry a woman that is tall, model, and after the marriage, she gets crippled. You will say you don't want to do again. If it was because of height and leg, it should be the person is now shorter. See, can we be realistic? We are talking about life issues here. What are the standards that you are building? These are the spec issue. You see, spec is a God. And they are unrealistic expectations. And let me say this to you. Some of you think that you have some unrealistic expectations and you feel that marriage will bring you happiness. Fa, 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 woo. Marriage will only change you to become a happy person. Marriage never promises you happiness. You know what I would advise you? Enter marriage with your own happiness. Hello? Marry yourself happy before you meet anybody. Be a happy person before you meet another person. Because the person that you are meeting is also looking for an happy person. So you will find out that if one person is happy and the other one is sad, they will drain out the one that is happy. And the person that is happy will now become a very sad person. And two sad people will now become a frustration. It's good to be an established lady, an established male or female. It's good. But it should not be part of your expectations. It should not be the reason. He must have a house in VGC. My wife was dating an estate agent in VGC. While I was trekking Lagos, the young man had a car. I did not have, at that time, I did not have iPhone 3. And I was able to snatch. I love you. Is somebody here? Oh God, you are not ready. I colobid her. You understand what I'm saying? See, let me tell you. If you position yourself in God in purpose, you can attract anything good for yourself. Can I excite the guys here? Tobe, nobody should be able to collect your woman.
Yes.
Samson, are you hearing me?
Yes,
bro Michael, are we together?
Yes,
see, there is a code. Guy, there is a what? There is a code. When you lock him, you lock him.
Yes,
hello, it's not sex, it's not money. But there's what? There is a code. When you lock him, no, till tomorrow, my wife does not understand the code. It's spiritual. She's looking at me. See, the Bible says, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. Are we together? So if the people in Coven can use Katamaya, but you can, you know what I'm saying. All of you, thank God, you know what I'm saying. See, what is happening in that kingdom of the devil? They copied it from our kingdom. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Where a married man will be running after a teenager up and down because of what he done, they don't lock him. Emeka, you understand what I'm saying? My wife was pregnant. A young man was pursuing her from the bus stop in Obadori.
pẹ̀lú oyún nù. See, there is a point you get to, your mind will be at peace. This one, you know, they go anywhere. Kole lobby kankan. Eso ko ti. O ti lock. All right, so write some of these things down. So your unrealistic expectation is expressed in words and actions. And the moment your partner sees that the things that you are expecting he or she to do is unrealistic and unreasonable, through your words and actions, they will drift away. These are reasons why some people just find out that, but we are good yesterday. But the person has been noticing that the kind of thing that you are preparing to experience in marriage, they don't have capacity for it. They will do what? They will jackpot. Do you know some of us are seated here? We have gone through some relationship that we don't even know why we broke up. The person just said, "Hello, Mr. Akule. I don't know. I don't think this thing can work. What did I do? We were still at the, where? Give me where? Koso yesterday. He said, I understand. Sorry. You have been showing some signs. I've been showing some signs. Because of your expectations. Unrealistic and unreasonable expectations. Number, what are we now? Okay. Whichever number you are, shall find yourself. Number four. Orientation. Now, please, I would want you to take note here because it's very important. And please tell your friend, don't distract me now. Your orientation will affect your expectation. So if you have a wrong orientation about marriage, you will have a wrong expectation about marriage. The reason why your expectation is unreasonable and unrealistic is because you have a wrong orientation. So, what are your orientations? Orientation talks about your philosophy, your mindset, your principles, your paradigm, the way you view, your perception, the way you look at marriage. And most times it's a product of family line or experiences around you. Some of you that have, it is Nollywood that is teaching you marriage. You will have a wrong expectation or wrong orientation. You learn marriage from Nollywood and Z World. I did not mention them, so. Hallelujah. Unrealistic and unreasonable expectations are driven by orientation. If your orientation is wrong, your pursuit and your expectations will be wrong. Your actions and reactions about life is dependent on your orientation. Let me say this to you. If you were born into a polygamous family, when I was in secondary school, one of the ways I observed how to take note of someone that came from a polygamous family. Should I tell you? Go and check it. Most of them are the noisiest people in class. Do you know why? There's always noise in the family. So everybody talks at the top of their voice to hear the next person, even though the person is in their front. Why did you not bring the garri? My mama did not tell me to bring garri. What are you? There is chaos. So because of that, everybody is talking as if they are deaf. They can't hear. We just observe that. If we need to go and check, we need to adjust. I just used that as an example. So that orientation is likely, if they carry it into marriage, they will act the same way. And they will believe that it is normal.
They will even believe that marrying more than one wife is not my papa, my grandpapa. That orientation is part of the things. It's also similar because orientation is talking about your belief system. You see why you need to have friendships. Make sure that people around you, before you say you do, they are your friend first before you say you do. So that you can understand their belief system. There is no man that can rise beyond his mindset. Hallelujah. And when the mind is set, it takes reputation to break it. I shared with you how I deleted a counselor's number from my phone when she called me around 2 a.m. that the boyfriend was beating her and almost broke her head and sent her out of the house where she went to spend the weekend. And she called everybody. Nobody was picking her call. Because most nights, I'm always awake. So I was the only one that picked. I said, which kind of call be this at this night? What happened? She was crying. He has stole my clothes. She went to go and stay with the security at the gate man. Then she started narrating the story. She lied to the parent that she was going for home lesson. And she would sleep very close to a friend's house. The sleeping was in a boyfriend's house. She cannot call the parent. I said, if this guy kill you, nobody will know that you don't. They just say missing person. That is how some of you are. God forbid. Are we still here?
Yes, sir.
The guy beat her well. Do you know what? In the morning when the elder sister called, the elder sister said, every marriage has its own. You will be managing him like that. The elder sister of the brother said the same thing. He said, it is the people that share their own that you know about. It is now that you know our brother. Now, you are not knowing our brother, but he loves you. I said, okay. No, wala. I still kept talking to her. So we spoke for a long time. The next time she spoke with me, it was 24th. She did not tell me what happened 24th. I think 27th of December, we got talking again. Then I said, Pastor, I don't even want to tell you. He said, Pastor, I even want you to meet him. I said, meet who? I said, my guy. I said, which guy? He said, Pastor, I spoke to my friends. My friend said, where will I find somebody else? I better stay there. Even on the 24th, I was still there. Pastor, because they said I should not tell you what is happening in my... He said that is how my father is a pastor. That's how he used to beat my mother. So, that has stuck in her head that this is the right way. Every marriage has its own trouble. I don't beat you before. Talk here. Stand up. Oh. Take mine. See, it is a lie. It's not normal. But because of the kind of people, that is why be careful you surround yourself with. Because of the kind of people that was around her, everybody, they are all going through the same process. Say, Pastor, what will I do? You know, and the guy loves me. It's just that. It's just that when he's angry, he might beat me. He will beat me. After, he will not buy me things. I say, you are meant for death. They go on this guy, he go kill you one day. He said, this one is, see, you have signed up for death. Henceforth, I break this process between me and you. You are not a good influence on my ministry. I block her, remove her, delete her phone, delete her chat, clear my, you know, if I had water to wash that. It's good to laugh. But which one are you going through? Because we did not know. Oh. Hey, where will
life and the other one. Who told you that's the last man on earth? Let me even shock you. Must even marry. Was your life created for marriage? Praise God. Are we still here? Why would somebody be physically abusing you? And you still get stuck there? They curse you. The guy actually lifted up a bottle of wine that they just finished drinking, almost smashed it on her head. And what started the fight that night? The guy did not drink, got her drunk, so that he could sleep with her. And the girl said, I'm too tired, I can't. In the struggle, say, I'm too tired. Now, while a boss, all the neighbor did not sleep. Hallelujah. What kind of orientation do you have? Let me say this. Let me just stop here. Let me say this to you. It's not all relationship that has turbulence. It's not all relationship that the husband is beating the wife or the wife is beating the husband. Yes, now. You don't know? When I was in Yano school, there is one man then. Every night, he will bring the husband inside, lock the door, push the children outside, and beat him well. And the woman is a nurse. So after the beating, he will now treat him. Free of charge. And they were bearing children. But anytime the woman is provoked, now beat him. He go beat and well. The man will cry, sit down and cry. The man will sit down and cry. Are we still here? See, may it not be your portion in Jesus' name. Do you know that even after divorce, you are still married? Yes. Yes. Yes, hear this thing and hear clearly. So when you are talking about relationship now, sit down and think it well. Somebody that is riding a car today might not ride tomorrow. A big breast today might turn to blum blum tomorrow. So don't hear. Hey, God forbid, cancer can remove breast. Yes, you know. So what is that thing that is pushing you to marriage? Sit down, find the purpose of marriage. Find the purpose for your life. You discover God. Then God will direct you. That is how to break out of this thing. Make up your mind that I will study, listen, prepare myself, and decide who to marry. You cannot do tombo basketball into marriage. That's how they would tombo you out. Do you know why? The devil understands that the moment you can marry well and marry right, the kingdom of the devil is in trouble. So you are not just against the system. You are against the devil himself. What are your challenges? I still have a lot of reasons. I did not touch them. What are the challenges? Because I want us to pray. The last one, and which is very, very crucial, are patterns. Some family. Somebody must get belay before they marry. Some family. Nobody gets married until a certain age. Some family. All of them. Nobody. They marry. Some family, you go just disappear. Just go carry belle from anywhere. Papa no go there. Are we together now? There are different kind of patterns. That's the fifth one. Patterns. You must sit down, understand your own family pattern, and break it with prayers. Especially in this part of the world. We have serious patterns in this part of the world. Do you think that your parents are happy that you are 25, you are 30, You are 35 and you are still in their house. Let me tell you, if the moment they send you and you are a graduate, the moment you come back, you are already a body. Even in school, you are already a body. We need to change the narrative. That immediately you are graduating or you have empowered yourself with skill and you have the basic things of life. At the age of 24, 25, 26, bam, you get married. Settle this matter once and for all. And you are able to see your fourth generation. If you don't get married early, there is a tendency of seeing your second generation is slim. These are serious issues. Some of you have mortgaged destiny with shawarma. Pop off. Go stone that you will sit away. That you can eat and you might not even finish it because you can have governing stomach. And you have sold it like Esau. He said, what is this? What is firstborn? What is firstborn? Let me eat. Shall we have it now? Shall we have it? Probably there was a fasting, like reset, that's on that day. You say, I will not miss. You know, the funny thing, you will not carry crowd. You will buy for my friends, so. Solo, my friends must shop, oh. Maybe all of you are shop now. Can we bow our heads? We must break it out. I will see another season where I can continue from where I stop. But we must break out. Can you go ahead and start speaking to the Lord? What are the reasons why you are delayed? The beauty of life is that at your tender age, you can choose a partner. You can decide. Some of you are, I'll be fine boy, is the reason why you are delayed. Can you go ahead and pray now? Please, for the married, if you are married in the house, can you lift up your voice and pray for every single here? Oh, come on. You are not ready. You are not praying. There shall be a release in the name of Jesus. Please, can you rise on your feet? Can you rise on your feet, everybody, everywhere? Can you rise on your feet? Let's pray. I need to hear your voice pray. It's not solemn assembly. It's a prayer that you must open your mouth wide and pray. Can you go ahead and pray? That the Lord let there be a release over my family. Oh, you are not praying very well. You are too quiet. Over my life, let there be every prison. We break them now. We break. Please, it's a time to pray, not to gist. If you are serious and you know why you are in this church today, you will pray better than this. You have sold away your time. When your time came, you are not sensitive enough. You miss your timing because of food. You miss your timing because of preferences. And you are now locked and caged in the prison of delay. Oh, we decree. Today the prison gates shall be open. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying in this house? We release ourselves. We break out. Every marital delay in my family, in my lineage, over my sisters, over my brothers, you are not praying. Some people is promised, they will promise you. It will get to the point, bah, the person will disappear. Oh, you are not praying. See, for me as a pastor in this place, is a serious matter. Some of you don't know how bothered I am. I'm more bothered than some of you. But my joy is that we have a God that is called the God of mercy. He will redeem the time on your behalf. He will redeem the time. And he will bring you back to place. Every wasted time. But the Bible says the children of Issachar, they understood times as season. Some of you did not know it was your time and you played it away.
you have made your husbands, you have blatantly them away as boyfriends. Now you are stuck. Can you lift up your voice and pray? We cancel delay. Oh, you are not praying very well. We cancel delay. No more delay. Hello, Jesus. Oh, brethren, I want us to pray. Please pray. I wish you will not be tired. We cancel delay. Every pattern, every bloodline pattern in my family, the blood of Jesus, cancel them now. Every negative orientation. Oh, by the word of God, my heart is renewed. Every indecisiveness. Oh, I gain clarity in the name of Jesus. Every unrealistic expectation. Lord, you become my standard forever. The word of God becomes my standard forever. You are not praying. I thought the thing is paining you. That's why I called for this meeting, because I thought the thing was paining you. But I can see that it's not really paining you the way it's paining you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are still going to pray. We'll leave here. I will borrow 15 minutes. I have 10 more minutes. We'll leave here exactly 15 minutes past it. I will not give you prayer points, but you will pray. You know your case more than myself. But let me tell you, I am burdened as a pastor. The beauty of a young girl is that when you are in your tender age, you get married. Sir, a woman will glow and remain glowing at the age of 40 if she got married early. But see, if a lady does not get married from 25 to 30, that beauty fades away. And what used to be the center of attraction now becomes a prayer point. Can you go ahead and pray one more time? Father, in the name of Jesus, I break out of every prison. Oh, do you know that you have come to meet a God that is not just able, but is willing? Oh, you are not praying, Badura. Hi. God is not just able, God is willing. It's never too late. Hope is not lost. Come on now. It is not the end of you yet. Oh, can you intensify your prayer now? It's not the end of you yet. It's not the end yet. I'm coming out. I'm breaking out. Out of every marital delay. Please, I need you to pray for some minutes. Amen. Okay, I still have 8 minutes. Hear this. The Spirit of God just said this to me. There is somebody here, a lady. Every time somebody comes, there is a demon in your family that discourages them. It chases them away. I will not call you out. But I could identify the person. There is a demon. He will have a discussion with the person. Oh, le fele, you can't marry this one. Lift up your voice with me. Say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic activity responsible for marital delay in my family, oh Lord, I destroy them in the name of Jesus. Can somebody cry to God? Oh, you are not praying like people that understand what I'm saying tonight. Thank you. dedicated. You have been dedicated to shrines you did not know. I break every ties, every covenant, every agreement, whether covering of darkness. I break in the name of Jesus. I release myself. I release my siblings. I release my family. In the name of Jesus. You are just trying to pray now. You have not started praying. You are just trying to pray. You have not started praying. I decree that the spirit of prayer and supplication rest upon this house. The fire of prayer come upon you. Be swallowed up with the spirit of prayer. That you'll be able to pray your way out. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. Pray, brother, pray. We are not joking here. We mean what we are saying. And we are saying what we mean. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Some of you are praying. Why some people are playing? It's okay. You will still pray, but I don't have a prayer point for you. But you still pray. Right in this auditorium, God is saying to somebody, whenever you want to decide to choose, or whenever somebody wants to choose you, you will say, no, no, I still have one or two things to do. This is not my agenda now. And the devil will put marriage at the back of your list. And gradually the devil is enticing you into delay, a trap of delay. Can you go ahead and start praying? I break that out in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are not praying. By the wisdom of God. The Bible says the children of Issachar, they understood signs and seasons. Oh, you are not praying again. Can you pray? The wisdom of God is upon me. So therefore, I walk out of every trap of the enemy. Can pray this week. Go ahead and pray now. Please change your prayer language. Let's treat the devil now. Change your prayer language. Let's connect your hands everywhere. Connect your hands everywhere. Make sure you are holding someone on your right or your left. Makapala basata. Rekendo dupe kapaya kadaba. Intensify your prayer. If you can pray this week, go ahead and pray. Confuse the enemy. Again. Set it on fire. Lebara satale mo preka patalosia. I graduate from singleness. I graduate from singleness. Lebra komatali masokale mayato mebra katoliasa. I graduate from singleness. I graduate from singleness. Come on, pray. Egbadura. Can you please pray? I'm begging in the name of God. I graduate from singleness. What held my sister, that held our firstborn, that held our secondborn, cannot hold me. I break it out. And as I walk out of the prison, every member of my family walks out of the prison.
still here, are you still praying? I graduate from singleness. Le mane kadoni masaka brato likepo ma shandelu pavie kapadarasa. I hand this delay now. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Can you say better amen? For you sounding the loudest amen, I decree from tonight you walk out of the prison of singleness in the name of Jesus. Please hold your hands everywhere. Make sure you are holding somebody on your hand on your left. Every generational delay, the same thing that delayed the elder brother is what is delaying the second born. Is delaying the male, is delaying the female. Everybody in the father's house staying together of age and still not married. Tonight, you are released in the name of Jesus. Every pattern. Mani mahasune makido sharabadosia. Lisina nuke mahasune kamahasun telibratasha. Every marital, negative marital patterns. I decree the blood of Jesus sets you free now in the name of Jesus. My wife was the last. Sir, the moment my wife got married, every member of the family started getting married. Because you are representing a family, paraventure, there is a pattern. I pray, as you walk out, your walking out will liberate your siblings in the name of Jesus. Lift the hands. Say, I step out. Oh God, manikapa shenda losita. Now you should understand when the prayer session has changed. You should know when the thing changes. We are in the prophetic now. Say, I step out. Every marital delay, every prison. Say, I step out. I bring out my family. I bring out my siblings. No more delay. I walk into my liberation. I say, I walk into my liberation. I am happily married. If you are that person, shout the loudest hallelujah. See, amen. There is no how you shout hallelujah sincerely that smile will not end. If you are sure you are that person, shout the loudest hallelujah.